Part 7, The Locals, Who's Waiting for Us on the Other Side? Before I started intensely researching life in the love-permeated atmosphere of the other side, I had a vague image of a sea of wispy, vapor-like beings floating around hugging each other 24 hours a day. I don't know when I've been so relieved to be wrong. With the possible exception of an eternity of harp playing, can you imagine anything more unproductive, not to mention boring? It turns out that we have very real, very distinctive identities on the other side, with our own looks, our own personalities, our own interests, and our own preferences. It's true that there is a total acceptance at home and no ego or aggression, but there are absolutely people we gravitate toward and away from. It's not that we dislike anyone. We just like some people more than others, without the added edge of human meanness on earth. We absolutely have bodies on the other side. We have eyes that blink, hearts that pump blood through our veins, and organs that are mirror images of our bodies on earth. The exact same placement, but reversed from left to right. I once asked Francine why we bother to keep our organs, when such bodily functions as digestion and waste eliminations are no longer necessary. She said, because that's the way God created us. Fair enough. Similarly, I asked her about another fact. No matter what age we are when we die, we're all 30 years old on the other side. Why 30? Because we are. Francine is not an easy woman to argue with. Just as on Earth, we each have a unique visage, or outward appearance at home. We come in all heights, weights, nationalities, hair colors, eye colors, and skin colors. What's fascinating is we can change styles according to our own tastes without ever losing our identities, and without spending a moment in a salon, at a makeup table, or under a plastic surgeon's scalpel. Through the easy, powerful process of thought projection. Changing styles on the other side can include changing nationalities. Remember, there is no bigotry at home, which is one of the reasons they call it paradise. So if there is a look we like, we can assume it without worrying that it might subject us to discrimination. For example, before I came here for this lifetime, I adopted the appearance of an Asian woman on the other side, for no other reason than I had found it attractive. It didn't throw everyone into hopeless confusion about who I was, and I didn't have to run around reintroducing myself to my friends. People simply thought she's wearing her Asian look today. It's no different from people on Earth saying on Halloween night, "There's Aunt Rosie in a Marie Antoinette costume." Or on Christmas, "Here comes Uncle Bob in his Santa Claus suit." While there is a lot of freedom in our ability to choose our visages on the other side, a few hard and fast rules apply too. One is that, as we mentioned earlier, we never retain any visible scars, injuries, marks of illness, or disabilities from our most recent lifetime. That only happens if we remain earthbound. Another, though, is that if we repeatedly abuse our bodies during an incarnation, for example, through chronic substance addiction, eating disorders, or excessive bodybuilding drugs, our bodies on the other side will reflect that abuse not as punishment but as a reminder we carry with us that we have more to learn about overcoming rather than indulging in self-destruction. Another rule about visages on the other side is that the more spiritually advanced we become, the more physical beauty we're given as a badge of our progress and hard work. If you're ever wondered why we place such a high value on physical beauty on Earth, the answer is that, at home, it's a mark of a very elevated spirit. Forgive me for stating the obvious, but we would be wise to remember that the same rule doesn't apply here. And beautiful people in this dimension don't necessarily have an inside track on spiritual progress at all.